Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. Some people are Tisha B'Av or Av Jews, and some people are Adar Jews. You'll soon see I'm more of an Adar Jew. I know it comes as a surprise than a Av Jew. Beginning of this week's today's Aliyah starts talking about the menorah, but right after the menorah, it starts talking about the curtains that they used to cover the walls of the Mishkan. And it starts with this idea of the Yiriyot. And Rashi over here says, what is he talking about? He starts talking about the Yiriyot. He says that it should be a gag l'mechitzot michutz l'kashim. So he says that basically they should be a roof and walls for the on the outside of the krashim, of the boards that they were hanging around. In a sense, essentially, Rashi, I think, might be trying to explain why exactly it's in this order. It's a little bit of a backwards order, right? Normally, what do you have first before you put the curtains over the boards? The boards would come first. Yeah, you have the boards. And then you're going to cover that with the Yiriyot. And yet, in the Pasuk, in the Parsha, it actually is in reverse. First, it tells you about the Yiriyot, and then it starts telling you about the walls. So we'll get back to that in a second. We see a similar thing, by the way. There's a Midrash that talks about Bezalel being told about the fact that he was going to be the one to be like the foreman of the Mishkan. And in this Midrash, it says that Hashem says to Moshe that he should go and tell Bezalel that he should be the one to make it. And he tells him to make the Kelim, the Aron, etc., and the Mishkan. And Bezalel says to Moshe, wait, that makes no sense. Right? Because normally when you build something, first you need to build a building, and then you have a place to put your things that you're going to put inside. You don't start by making the Aron, and then it's raining outside like today, and then the Aron just sits there for a few weeks, and then finally you make something that it can be sitting in. First build a building, then you start building the details, right? They didn't build our kitchen before they built our apartment. They first build the apartment, then you build the kitchen. So why is it that that he has it? So Moshe turns to Bezalel and he says, oh, were you there? Were you in the shadow of this conversation that I had with God? You're right. It was actually the reverse. It should be that first you build the Mishkan, the outside, and then the inside. That's what the Midrash says. But of course, the question is, why in fact did Moshe switch it? Did he just forget the order, and it was just a simple forgetting, and Bezalel then just said something that sounded logical? Or maybe there is something else in terms of the switching that he does. So I'm going to get back to both of those things in one second. I said we started with the menorah. So the menorah has a lot of interesting features about the menorah. One of them, if you look in Parshat Balotcha, there it's more clear. But it basically, how many branches are there to the menorah? Seven in the Mishkan, right? So there's six plus the middle part in the middle, the seventh. And there in the one of the first Rashi's in Parshat Balotcha, it talks about the way that the lights were pointed, and it basically says, he says, so he says that we have six of the branches facing the seventh one in the middle. The way that they would light it, right? You could put the wick, the way they would have wicks, right? So you put them, depending on which way you want to light it, they would all point towards that middle one. So what's the idea behind that? So there's a lot of different options, different explanations. One understanding is that this is referring to Shabbat, right? Seven is days of the week, and that basically you have 6 days of the week, and they all point towards Shabbat. That everything is supposed to be focused on Shabbat, as I often quote from Rav Goldrich, you have to bring the holy life into the daily life. This idea that Shabbat is supposed to infuse the other 6 days, that all the other 6 days are pointing towards that Shabbat. But what's Shabbat for? How does that really infuse the rest of the week? So a lot of different possibilities. But one possibility is that Shabbat is really about taking a break, being present, and being in a place without having to think about your work and anything else, and having a chance to really evaluate things. Why am I here? What am I doing? Where am I headed? Right? That's really the break that we get. The example is given is, you know, you're walking in a forest, you don't know where you're going, you're kind of lost, you're trying to figure out a general direction. So you get up to like a hill or some kind of a mountain, you kind of look out and I have to head in that general direction. And that's Shabbat. Shabbat is a chance to see what you did the previous week and then head towards where you need to figure out where you're going to be going for the rest of the upcoming week. And I think that goes back to the questions that I started with. Right? Why is it that Moshe switches it? Why is it that the roof is first? Because at the end of the day, the boards are not the most important thing, right? If you look at these, you know, you ever see these picture books of the Mishkan, they're all like these beautiful pictures of the beautiful Yiriyot, the beautiful curtains that covered it. That's what you want to see, right? It happens to be that in a practical world, you need to build a wood first. You need to build the thing that's holding up the curtains, right? At the end of the day, you need to build the Mishkan so that it can hold the menorah, that it can hold the Aron Kodesh, that it can hold all the kelim. What we're talking about here is an ideal. We're starting with the ideal. This is the picture of what it should be. This is the curtains. This is the way the Mishkan should look. This is what we really are all about. The Mishkan, the walls, the outer walls are not the important thing. It's the kelim that's inside of it. That's the ideal. And so Moshe starts maybe with the ideal. The Torah starts with the ideal. So we have a picture in our heads. What is it that we want? What is it that we're striving for? And I think that's also an opportunity that we have. You know, Baruch Hashem, pretty much every month there's something to give us a chance to pause, to give us a chance to reinvigorate ourselves, but it's also a chance to look back, especially today. We have Rosh Chodesh, right? Today and tomorrow we take a look back and say, oh wait, what did we just do this past month? How are we going to look towards this future month? And we're going to figure out what we're doing, especially since this is the last month of Chorev's month, which, as you know, will go like this. If it hasn't gone that way fast already by now, you realize that you do the math of how many actual days there are of learning between Tulim and between Purim and recovering from Purim, etc., etc. Right? There's really only a few days left. For some of you, you've been here for a while already, the time is ticking and running out. So we have this chance again with Rosh Chodesh, with the message from this from the menorah and from the fact that we start with the roof, is to say, wait a second, let's take a step back and say, what is that ideal? What is it? Why am I here? What am I doing? What am I accomplishing? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? And where am I headed? So, Bezrat Hashem, one of the ways to get that answer, it says, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha in Simcha Ela Torah. We have an opportunity to answer that question through the Torah that we learn. We have an opportunity to do that with the Simcha that comes with learning Torah, the Simcha of the month of Adar. And hopefully we will find the answers to those questions. Bogatov.